Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and to the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about connecting to your partner by building safety. And this may mean more than you think it means. We're going to talk about exactly how to do that and why it's important as a foundation for the connection to your partner that you're trying to create. Before we get started today, quick shout out to new listeners in San Mateo, California. Thank you for this connection. I'm so excited to have you along. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, follow the links in the show notes and let me know what's going on in your world and how I can help. Connecting to your partner is a wonderful, ongoing deepening of your connection with them. And the foundation, as part of the foundation of that, is building of safety between the two of you. This is incredibly important, which is why it's one of the first things that we do. The very first thing you did was to build trust. And after building trust with your partner, the second step is building a sense of safety. Now, trust, just to speak about that for a moment, trust is an assessment of risk. And in that sense, trust includes feeling emotionally safe, that your needs will be met and that your fears will be abated. Now, safety, in the sense of physical safety, is what needs to be solidified now, because if you've established trust, then you have already established a level of emotional safety. So now this is about physical safety, as well as re-solidifying the emotional safety. And now, while emotional safety suggests physical safety, right? If somebody wouldn't harm you emotionally, they certainly wouldn't harm you physically. You should not assume that that's a foregone conclusion. You should not assume that your partner automatically feels physically safe. Because, see, physical safety includes bodily autonomy, obviously, but it also includes feeling protected from outside physical threats. You're not just making your partner feel safe from you, you're making your partner feel safe from themselves, but also from outside threats out there. You are making them, your partner, feel protected from what's out there. Now, protecting your partner from outside threats, for most people, should be easy enough. Just pay attention to your partner's fears. If they fear any particular outside threat, take it seriously and offer protection. Now, that could mean a lot of things. Threat can mean a lot of things. Protection can mean a lot of things. The threat may be real or just drummed up because they've been reading too many headlines. The point is, if it's real to your partner, it is real. So you want them to feel safe from any threat that they perceive as a threat. You want to offer protection for that. So if they have a fear, you don't want to discount it. You don't want to go, oh, you've been reading too many headlines. That's never gonna happen. And instead offer protection like, I will never let that happen to you. See the difference? I will not let that happen to you. I will make sure that you're safe. And take that ownership of it. Now, bodily autonomy means having command of your own physical space. And different people like different amounts of physical contact, right? Like some people like hugs and kisses and touch and holding hands, and some people don't like so much of that. And it's critical to understand and respect your partner's preferences for how much physical contact they like. And what kinds of physical contact do they like? This goes for all of us. Your partner needs to feel fully in command of their own physical space. See, often partners find each other in part based on how much touch and what kind of touch they prefer. That's just kind of part of what makes a good match. They both kind of like the same amount, the same types. But make sure that you've actually discussed this. A conversation about the kinds of everyday physical interaction that you prefer and how much you prefer can be something of an aphrodisiac. So I don't think of this conversation as something that's going to be kind of off-putting. It can be quite the opposite. You can ask questions like, do you like surprise hugs? Do you like to hold hands? Do you like to cuddle? How much? Do you like it when your partner touches you as they pass you? And where on your body is that kind of touch desirable or acceptable? And where is it not? Your partner and you need to know that your preferences are respected. If you don't know what those are, then you can't respect them. So have an open conversation about that. And as you discuss it, you can experiment, and that usually leads to all kinds of fun. Now, if touch is not okay, even just today, maybe just today it's not okay, or maybe just right now it's not okay, it has to be encouraged to say so and not be a cause for offense. Maybe they're grieving the loss of a loved one, and certain types of touch just aren't appropriate right now. It's just not something that they want. It's got to be okay to say so. Absolute honesty is important here. And that's true in every single aspect we discuss, right? Absolute, total, complete, brutal honesty without offending each other is critical. So just start now with that concept. Honesty is to be rewarded and praised and never to be taken to mean anything about the other partner. So if one of you doesn't like a certain type of touch, it doesn't mean anything about the other one of you. Right? Don't take it personally what the other likes and doesn't like from you. Doesn't have anything to do with you. And that's okay. So if they are honest about that, I want you to reward that. Praise their honesty. Praise that openness when it happens so that you will get more of it. Each partner's preferences are only about them. So you're building a foundation of honesty. And that foundation of honesty that you're building here in these early steps is just as important as the understanding that you're building of each other. And that's what you want to practice daily. So you're doing a lot here. This seems like something really simple. You know, hey, what kind of touch do you like? What kind of physical contact do you like? What kind of cuddles do you like? When do you not like that and not want that? So it sounds like really simple, like you're just sort of interviewing each other about what you like and what you don't like. But know what? You're doing a lot more than that. You're making it clear that their body is theirs and that they are in command of that physical space, that they have this autonomy, and you have an autonomy in your own physical space. You're also building and rewarding the practice of honesty in the relationship, and that's huge. And you're setting a foundation of trust and safety. Now, there's another way that you can do this that's also actually incredibly important. Within wherever your spaces are, whatever rooms you live in, wherever you keep your things, those spaces need to be respected too. For example, it may be important to your partner that you use separate towels in the bathroom, or that you don't touch their stuff that's on this particular, you know, nightstand next to their bed is their private space, right? Somewhere your partner has a physical space. It may be on a table or in a closet or some shelf on the in the bathroom. But somewhere they've got some stuff that they'd probably prefer that you didn't mess with. They're sacred things, which could look like anything from just their toothbrush to their journal. It doesn't matter what it is. You have to hold that space and those objects as sacred to them and not touch it. And not mess with it. And treat it as sacredly as they do. And that's another form of physical safety. It's the safety of the physical things that you are attached to. So it seems like maybe a silly thing. Hey, that's my towel. But if that's what's important to them, then that's what needs to be important to you. Or that's my journal and I don't want you picking it up. It doesn't mean there's something evil in there written about you. It just means that this is special to them. This is an extension of themselves. And they want you to respect the safety of that space, of that object, as much as you respect the safety of them. Make sense? It's a demonstration. It's a test of sorts, not really being a test, but it's an extension of themselves wherein they can watch how you react and what you do. Because if you violate the safety of that sacred object, then subconsciously they're going to feel that there's a chance that you're going to violate the safety of them or their emotions or something else, right? Because what you're really saying is, I don't respect what you respect. Which really says, I don't respect you and your preferences, right? So if you don't respect their preferences for their things and their physical spaces where they live, then you don't respect them in their bodily autonomy and their literally their own physical space. And that's how we demonstrate safety and build a sense of safety, is through respect for their physical self, for their physical spaces, for the physical objects that they hold sacred. If it is theirs, their space, their things, their body, their emotions, their mind, it is your job to help protect it and to hold it sacred. Because if you're holding that sacred, then you've got a chance of holding them sacred. And that's what we're building up towards. So we treat every aspect of them, all of their belongings and their physical space that they live in, that they, wherever they exist or occupy, even in this moment, as important. and sacred and to be protected. And that's how you build trust and safety. And you've got to do this first. And I know this isn't the exciting part, because when we talk about connecting to your partner, everybody wants to jump right to the tantric stuff. And I'm telling you, this is the tantric stuff. If you don't have trust and you don't have safety, you're never going to get to the really good multiple orgasm part later. You have to connect in this plane of trust and safety now and establish this foundation. And I know it doesn't seem like the sexy, exciting stuff, but it's the basis for all the sexy and exciting stuff. So eat your vegetables. Dessert comes later. Let me know what questions you have about all of this. Let me know how it's going in your world and the challenges that you encounter, so that maybe we can come up with some ideas together on how to solve that. Follow the link in the show notes and let me know what's going on in your world. And until next time, I'll be wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.